Hey guys, welcome back to Pod and Real Connections with your host, Nicole Casper. I decided to keep the original name, and I hope you guys don't mind, so I'm just going to keep it as is. Today I'm going to talk about the sonic voice phenomenon, or most commonly known, EVP. Investigator, you would know this term. My voice. You would know this term, EVP, which is short for what? Electronic voice phenomenon, right? And I know I've got my share of it as a medium and investigator. So within ghost hunting and psychology, electronic voice phenomenon or EVP are sounds that are found on electronic recordings, right? Yeah, voice recorder. The best way to describe it is interpreted as spirit voices that have been either unintentionally recorded or intentionally requested and recorded. Parapsychologists. I'm going to butcher his name. I'll just say his last name, Rodin, who popularized the idea in the 70s, described EVP as typically brief, usually the length of a word or a short phrase, if you're lucky. Now, I've been pretty lucky. I've got short phrases here and there. So, enthusiasts consider EVP to be a form of paranormal phenomenon. Do you believe it? I sure do. That's the question. So often found in recordings with static and white noise or background noise, many scientists regard EVP as a form of auditory pareidolia, interpreting random sounds as voices in one of those languages. And through the science equipment, artifacts, or even hoaxes. Let's go into the history of EVP. So, as spiritualist religious movements became prominent in the 1840s and 1940s. I do need new glasses. I'm working on. 1840s. Which is a distinguishing belief that the spirits of the dead can indeed be contacted by as mediums. Now, not everybody is a medium, so there are new technologies of the area, including photography, were employed by the spiritualists in an effort to demonstrate contact with the spirit world. So popular were, in fact, such ideas that Thomas Edison was asked in an interview with Scientific American to comment on the possibility of using his inventions to communicate with spirits. He replied that if the spirits were only capable of subtle influences, a sensitive recording device would provide a better chance of spirit communication, or ITC. That's just my opinion. ITC is interstate transcommunication, right? Where they manipulate the app that is on the device, whether it be your phone or tablet. Now, if you've seen some of my videos, you will know I've been that. Dennis, I like, way back to, like, table tipping, and even the Ouija board, mediums employed at the time. However, there is no indication that Edison ever designed or constructed a device for such a purpose. So, as sound recording became widespread, mediums explored using this technology to demonstrate communication with the dead as well. Spiritualism declined in the later part of the 20th century, but attempts to use portable recording devices and modern digital technologies to communicate with spirits continues, rather than just using the Ouija board. Now we can just simply record the seance or record the session, which is much quicker than a Ouija board, if you ask me. I have no patience with the Ouija board. I have no problem with that, and for me, it's just the Ouija board. I'm not highly recommended if you're new, but the Ouija board is just another divination tool, right? To communicate spirits as well. But that's my belief. And I've had my share of Ouija board during since. One time, when I was with my girlfriend, we were deciding what to do, right? So she brought out her Ouija board, or sometimes they're called Ouija board. So we just started asking questions, and then all of a sudden we heard banging sounds, loud banging sounds, in the kitchen. So I mustered up the courage to go check it out. And that's just a young investigator in me back then. And so I'm like, no, nothing's, you know, out of place or out of ordinary. But we would think that, you would see pots and pans everywhere. Nope. And you see that no cabinets, no, nothing open. It's just the knocks, the banging sounds. Sounds like someone throwing the pots, and that's what I was looking for. But nope, I didn't see anything out of the ordinary. So that left us chills to the bone. So we stopped right after that, and I hope we thought to end it with a proper goodbye. You gotta remember, when you use these things, whatever it may be, more or whatever, recording, you gotta remember to close it properly. You gotta remember to say goodbye, hold it close, that's it, done deal. So if you don't do that, you just leave it, hold it wide open, and things don't have it, and you wonder why, oh, I forgot to close the session. That is very important part of, you know, doing a session or seance. You gotta remember to close it, that door. So then you gotta find someone like us to go in there and clear it up, type thing. So, and if we can't help, you know, there's always help out there for you guys. Don't ever think there's ever help out there. At least now that we have the resources and everything. These are your contacts. So, yeah, there are plenty of help now. Okay? So, EVP has some, go back to the article here. Early in his American photographer, I'm not even sure how to pronounce his name, but maybe I'll say his first name, Antonio, was among the first to try recording what he believed to be voices of the dead. As a way to document his investigations, sorry, my voice is giving out to me, hold on. And even photographing ghosts. Now, excuse me, I had to clear out my voice. And so when you film ghosts, you might even capture film EVP, which is like you when you hear disembodied voices with your own ears. Typically, that's not always recorded. We just hear it with our own ears. Now, once in a great while, you might get lucky. So, where was I? Where was I? Okay. He began his attempts in 1941 using a 48 RPM record. I don't know what that means, but it wasn't until 1956, after switching to reel-to-reel tape recorder. Oh, maybe it means reel. Okay, there you go. Learn something new every day. I'm just getting into photography. It's quite amazing. That he believed that was successful. And, working with Raymond Bayless. Okay, you said it right. Conducted a number of recording sessions with his husband made apparatus consisting of a microphone in an insulated cabinet, which were recorded that there was no one in the cabinet. He believed that these sounds could be the voices of discarnate spirits. Among the first recordings believed to be spirit voices were such messages as, "This is cheap, quote unquote, hot dog arts, quote unquote." I love those types of messages. And, "Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all." That would be fooled if he had that with him. So, he and Raymond was published by the Journal of the American Society for physical resources. In 1969, Bayless later went to co-author the 1979 book "Phone Calls from the Dead." Ooh, I want to hear that one. "Phone Calls from the Dead," and that's by Bayless. All right. In 1959, Swedish painter and film producer, I'm just going to try to read his first name, Fredrik, was recording bird songs. Upon playing the tape recorder, later on, he heard what he interpreted to be his dead father's voice. And then, the spirit of his deceased wife, calling his name. His very name. That would paint me up. If my husband recently passed, and if I got recorded like that from him, I would be like freaking out. Anyway, he went on to make several more recordings, including one that is said contained a message from his late mother. Ooh. Now, I have some creepy stories I'm going to share. I might have shared before. Oh, well. I was writing my second book, Haunted Vessels. My voice. Haunted Vessels and Cursed Objects. So anyway, I think I was alive because I was contemplating whether or not if I should add the ever famous iconic Robert Goddard to add his photograph to that book. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we heard a lot of static, white noise in the background. All of a sudden, we heard a creepy male voice saying, "Freaking no." Not with that Robert the Haunted Doll. Seriously. That's overrated. How would you say? That still freaks me out to this day. And if I find that video, I'll share it. And hopefully I saved it. You know, Facebook doesn't always save your videos. Alright, let's get into... I'm sure you guys heard of this. Frank Spock. In 1980, William O'Neill constructed an electronic audio device called the Spiritom, yeah. O'Neill claimed that the device was built to specifications which he received, which he received physically from George Mueller, a scientist who had died 6 years previously. At a Washington, D.C. press conference on April 6, 1982, O'Neill stated that he was able to hold two-way conversation with spirit, or rather spirits, through the Spirit Com device, which provided a design that its specifications to further researchers were free. So, nobody is known to have replicated the results. O'Neill claimed using his own Spirit Com devices. And O'Neill's partner, retired industrialist George Meek, attributed O'Neill's success and inability to offer others to replicate. So, O'Neill's mediumistic ability left my part of the loop that made the system work. Now, I have a theory. I wonder if you have any such ability, mediumship especially, that we are able to get the most clearest EVPs recording. Alright? But that's just a theory of mine. Not anybody can get EVP whether you're psychic or not. But however, in my opinion and theory, I believe we're able to capture EVP even more profound way of recording. Okay? I had to word it that way. So, another electronic device specifically constructed and attempted to capture EVPs, a freight box or the ghost box, created in 2002 by EVP enthusiast Frank Sumption for supposed real-time communication with the dead. Sumption claimed he received his design instructions from the spirit world, much like Sarah Winchester received her design for building her mansion. I had to throw that in there. Since I've been there to the Winchester Mystery House, it's quite amazing to see in person. If you haven't yet, I highly recommend it. And if you like gardens, the gardens are absolutely amazing. Alright, let's go back to this. Almost done, guys. The device is described as a combination white noise generator and an AM radio receiver, which modifies the sweep back and forth through the AM band, selecting certain snippets of sound. Critics of the device say it's subjective and incapable of being replicated, since it relies on radio noise, which is a meaningful response a user gets a purely coincidental or merely the result of pareidolia. Paranormal researchers Ben Redford writes that Frank Boss is a modern version of the Ouija board. Yes. I love how they describe it as a modern day version of the Ouija board. Remember what I was saying about earlier? Okay, so that makes completely sense. It's also known as the broken radio. Yep. So anyway, I'm not gonna bore you guys with the rest of the history of the EVP, but you guys, hopefully you guys, enjoy today's topic, electronic voice phenomena, which I find quite fascinating, and since the paranormal is always and will be my passion, you know, that's something to look forward to capture EVP, even if it's just on your recorder. So when you go, all you need is your phone now. Our phone literally have recording devices on there, including if you download, ITC apps, and a lot of them have recording and even video within them. Believe me, I know, I'm sorry. We capture some amazing evidence. So, if you guys don't believe me, try it for yourself. So, see what you guys might get. So, but anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed today's topic, that it resonated with you, and hope you guys are staying safe in this pandemic. I'll try to get more topics out there. I'm always on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. My email is nicole.bar8@gmail.com. Quite easy. Alright, and till next time, stay tuned. And Nicole out.